fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land.
Thank you.
Trained in combat, hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day. Courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks on Wednesday. It is Wednesday, the very first day of March, year of our Lord 2023. Welcome to the John Moore Show. Every Wednesday, we have with us Deputy Hendricks from the beautiful state of Mississippi to do the pledge. So everybody stand, face the flag. Gentlemen, remove your hats, right hand over the heart. Turn over to you, Deputy.
Good morning, Mrs. Moore. Good morning, John. Good morning, Chance, and good morning, Dr. Myers. Please join me as I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Well done, Deputy. Any updates on your ongoing projects there in Mississippi?
I'm still gathering data. So is my daughter-in-law. She hasn't given me any significant updates just other than it's trending upwards. As you have alluded to on your show, many of your shows, I've seen where, and I imagine you have to, where in Canada they've had a significant increase in infant and children's deaths that have gotten the clot shot. And another doctor, Kim Merva, is one of the ones we talk about on regular. Sherry Tenpenny, one of them, saying that there's now been worldwide over 1,100 professional athletes die. Who, you know, as you also talked about, are in tip-top shape of all venues, whether it be tennis or soccer or football, basketball, et cetera. Even I've heard a few, as you know, the triathlon, a couple of them athletes have also succumbed to it. And, you know, those are real rigorous, the triathlon athletes.
Oh, they are. Absolutely. All right. Well, thank you, Deputy. Anything else before you get away?
No, just sorry it's been a month since I talked to you last. It's a joke. I know. No laugh to that. But y'all have a great day as always, and take care, and God bless you for what you're doing. Tentative, we plan to be at the symposium in, there in Steelville.
It'll be a lot of fun.
Take care.
Okay.
It will be.
Thank you, Deputy.
God bless. And, of course, because he's king.
Roger that. And we have patient Wayne Negrino, my friend Chance. Chance is a proprietor of Simply Clean Foods, where all the food is non-GMO. Much of it is organic. And Dr. Phil Myers. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning, John.
Guys. How you doing?
Good morning, Doctor.
Well, I have breaking news, something I've been looking for about 2 years or so. My answer, and I'm satisfied it is the correct answer, as to why President Trump instituted Operation Warp Speed. They'll be on my website before the day's over. I'll be forwarding this to my webmaster. I think he's back in town. Audio presentation by Cliff High. Cliff High has been doing some really cutting-edge work for more than two decades. Apparently, President Trump found out what the real plan was. The real plan was to have all of us in the Western world on lockdown for 10 years, which would have resulted in massive tens of millions of people dying, many, many more than will die from the COVID clot shot. And he implemented Operation Warp Speed to cut off the 10-year proposed lockdown that the CDC was wanting and Dr. Fauci was wanting in order to save many more lives than will be lost by these unfortunate people who went ahead and got the vaccination. So this is what I've been looking for, like I say, more than 2 years. It will be published on my website before the day is over. And not that I know President Trump personally, but knowing him as I do from his reputation, he's a very bright guy. And it would make perfect sense to me that he would have the resources to determine, learn, and figure out what the real plan was. And he was able to cut that plan off at the pass and make a decision nobody wants to make. We may use the analogy of a general going into battle knows he's going to lose men, but most generals, most of the time, especially in the modern world, will try to minimize casualties to in order to win a victory. And I believe that's what President Trump did. If you listen carefully to his support of getting vaccinations, it was always with a caveat, always with a way for people to make their own decision. Not that he gave full, complete support for vaccinations. He always left it to people's own decision to get these vaccinations. And I know, gentlemen, neither one of you probably has a clue what I'm talking about because you haven't heard what Cliff High did just yesterday. But you will be able to hear that before the day is over. So with that, I'll say good morning, Chance. Good morning, Doctor.
Good morning. You know what? It's great that you've got Cliff's and Cliff did it. I was hearing very similar chatter on why he did Operation Warp Speed and things like this to get the vaccinations out. In his speeches, President Trump's, when he would say, I got the vaccination out, and it saved millions and millions of lives. And the interpretation of that, if you looked at it from an Operation Warp Speed aspect of it, of getting us out of lockdown, yes, getting the vaccination out stopped lockdown and saved millions and millions of lives. And you can cross-reference that, which you're seeing on TikTok. Not that TikTok's a quote-unquote bad social media platform for entertainment value, but if you look at the algorithm of what they're doing in China and the algorithm that they're doing here in the United States and the focus being on the children, in China, it's all about making the kids stronger, more brilliant, more able to do what you would expect from a very strong sense of military ability, brilliant minds, brilliant, strong bodies, all that kind of stuff. Where here in the United States, kids are being targeted to think they have mental disorders, and they're dealing with this now trending transgender thing, which is basically what emo used to be, but now it's like a thing, and making the kids in this generation basically feel that they're sick, dumber, weaker, and it's a generational psychological warfare. So you put that on top of it. The fact that he got Project Warp Speed out, awesome. And I'm glad that Cliff High did a thing on it.
Well, it's about time, because I've really had some very serious issues with President Trump and why he did what he did. And it gives me some great satisfaction. I'd already concluded before this information that I would not publicly support President Trump, that I would not donate money. But now I'm back on board. I still don't like the fact that millions of people will die, but I'm very grateful that tens of millions more people are not going to die because of what he did. And Chance, this is new information for you. Do you have a quick gut response from this?
I do. I have followed Cliff High for many years, and people that have followed his podcast know that he does his research, right? He vets out his information and can be, let's call it emotional, in some of his podcasts. He calls it as he sees it, and he is usually right on. This guy, Doc, I don't know if you followed him, but he beat cancer, not through traditional means, but in alternative ways and solutions. And then on the second item, TikTok, guys, you probably know. If you don't know, this is a Chinese-owned platform, right? And people, I don't know if a lot of people are aware, but they are in, you know, complete control of who watches, who, you know, uses TikTok here in America on a regular basis. And a lot of the stuff that's put out there is just plain garbage. I mean, it will not enlighten you in your life. I mean, it's just pure garbage, and that's unfortunate. You know, one more thing before I go. Putin just came out and made a statement about America. And this is something that I think all of your listeners should resonate on. He said, your country, the U.S., is weak, absolutely weak. Your administration is weak. Your country is weak. I don't know. Did you guys see that?
Well, it was a speech he gave, the equivalent of the State of the Union, the State of the Nation, I think they call it in Russia, where he basically put down the consequences of the culture war in this country that, in fact, has made us much weaker. Ironically, it was his minions, the KGB and communist operatives in the culture war of the past half century that did this. So he's criticizing us for what we've become, while on the other hand, behind the scenes, it was his people making it happen with the culture war. Chance?
That's fascinating. That's new information to me. But on the whole, I think as a country, we really need to get back to, you know, our morals, our beliefs, get back to family, stop this race war, stop all of the left-right commie crap.
And let me help you out. Let me help you out here, Chance. If you've got limited resources, you're going to be focused those limited resources where you're going to get the most effect. The communists and this working in this country had limited resources, not infinite. They had finite resources, and the decision was made many decades ago, which really got going in the mid to late 1960s, that they would take over the schools that teach the teachers and all journalism schools. And for the most part, they've done that. They took over, the communists took over the schools that teach the teachers. My guest, the third hour, Jeff Nyquist, was part of this when he wanted to become a teacher in California and found out that would not be allowed unless he became a Marxist. So when you take over the schools to teach the teachers, you spread your poison to every big city and every little village in the United States. And that's exactly what they did, and we're living the consequences of that now.
And with both parents, John, you know, being forced to go out into the workplace, these teachers, you're right, are raising our children with their belief systems and their morals, right? And that's an issue, and more, I think, needs to be done at home to get our kids back on the right track. What do you think, Doc?
Doctor?
Sorry, Chance just broke out there for a second. My train of thought is basically, if you look at back to Operation Warp Speed, we always used to talk about the titration effect on our shows years ago, and titration was basically, you have a glass beaker of clear water and a little vial of clear liquid as well, and then you put one drop, no change, another drop, no change, another drop, no change, and eventually after about 100 drops, and one day you get this huge change, and you're like, what just happened? But over in, because before you didn't see it. Now, for example, Operation Warp Speed, that titration effect was accelerated. It was a big dropper of liquid that was just splashed into the beaker, and all of a sudden you saw these big changes. Well, with Operation Warp Speed, that titration effect got accelerated, and the mass not just the mass media, but the mass public is seeing these changes happen so rapidly, you can't help but notice. Wow, what's going on here? The schools have changed. The agenda is being more aggressive. The mainstream media is saying one thing one day and the next thing the other day, whereas it was like maybe a week or a month later, and you don't really pay attention to it. But now it's like right in everybody's face. I put a meme on my Facebook page. We're this close for everybody to realize that the government is just the WEF and World Economic Forum and basically international crime unit and or organized crime. And so we're seeing that now, and it's really obvious, and it's definitely in our schools. It's been with the Rothschilds, it's been with the Rockefellers since, God, when did all that start? World War II?
It's around 1911, the Carnegie's family and the Rockefellers got together to do a number of things that were still hurting us tremendously.
Yeah, but so yeah, it was in the medical world. Now it's in our schools and mainstream media and every journalism. So yeah, we're really seeing it. So I think what President Trump did with doing Operation Warp Speed was one of the most probably hardest decisions, but I think one of the most smartest decisions a commander-in-chief could have made.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, it's been very gratifying for me. Gentlemen, we have a couple of calls on hold. First, we have John in Texas. Good morning, John.
Hello. I have a question for Dr. Myers. I sent you a link to a YouTube by Stan Johnson of a something given by somebody, Vicky Parnell, and it's claiming that Trump might in fact be controlled opposition. Now, if what he's saying is true, he's either controlled opposition or he thinks I don't know how he would do this, but he would he's pretending to go along to get along in order to mitigate or sabotage what they're trying to do. Now, what is more likely? What is it? What do you think of Stan Johnson's program there, and what do you think is really up, or what is he up to?
Well, with the you're talking about Trump, basically.
Trump and this prophecy supposedly given him. I
think a lot of the prophecies and our remote viewers and our psychics and our tarot readers that are reading a lot of this with in the Christian evangelistic people, I take it with a grain of salt. It's not that they're not wrong, right or wrong. Again, it goes into, you kind of have to do a lot of critical thinking for yourself. But if you just go back to Operation Warp Speed and what's going on within governments, sovereignties, changes in banking, what's happening with the collapse, what's happening, like, what is Putin really doing with Ukraine? How did Ukraine really start in with Obama and the overthrow of that government? What's really going on with the CCP and the behind-the-scenes political puppetry and hidden agendas? There's a lot of stuff going on, and some people have to play multi-chess games.
All right, we have a break. When we get back from the break, Chance is going to let us know about a one-day sale he has, and we'll be right back after the break. We'll be right back.
tune in Saturday mornings, 8 to 10 Central, to the Alternative Media with your host, Farron. If you've not been listening, this is some of what you've been missing.
2,000 mules, like you like to say occasionally, Farron, in your face.
They might have a set of lactating mammaries available that could provide milk for their adopted children.
Complicit news media all pulling off this gigantic fraud.
Rhino, neocon, cucks.
There's this wonderful thing that's called Vote With Your Feet. Move to California.
I am a conspiracy factualist and everyone else is a reality theorist.
Hundreds, if not thousands, of ships came out of nowhere.
Give me liberty or let's give you death.
Any excuse to go and kill yourself for this fraud of a government. This goes back 100 years.
When they come for your gold, give them a lead. And when they come for your guns, give them the bullets first. And God help us all.
Einstein once said, future medicine will be the medicine of frequencies. What did he know? Imagine you hear ocean waves caressing a beach, or a favorite song from the past, or the trickle of the babbling brook. All of these are sound frequencies that positively affect us. Terahertz is a soothing, healing frequency that has been proven to resonate at the same frequency as healthy cells. It penetrates the body and stimulates new healthy cell growth. Want to diminish muscle aches, joint pains, and experience a greater sense of well-being? Tired of spending money on short-term remedies that never seem to work? Soothing, healing, relaxing terahertz frequency is now available and as handy as flipping a switch. Terahertz technology is changing the course of what we were taught about how to maintain our health and well-being. To read more about this amazing breakthrough and to order your terahertz frequency wand, go to naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
Home is where the hearth is. In days gone by, the hearth was the center of the home, a social place where the family would come together to spend time and cook. The warmth of the Liberator rocket stove makes a house feel like a home. So, welcome home. 100% American made, the Liberator rocket stove heats for a fraction of the cost of other methods. Your home can be safely heated with firewood or wood pellets. The Liberator rocket heater is waiting to be part of your home. This unit ships directly to your door, or you can save $300 with a factory pickup. To order, go to my website, thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool, and there I'm not. In Dixie's land, where I was born in early on one frosty morning. Look away, look away, look away, Dixie land. Then I wish I was in Dixie, hooray, hooray. In Dixie's land, I'll take my stand and live and die in Dixie. Away, 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 down south in Dixie. Away, 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 down south in Dixie.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. My website is thelibertyman.com. This hour is sponsored by Simply Clean Foods, where all the food is non-GMO. Much of it is organic. And Chance, you've got a one-day sale. Tell us about that, please.
I do, sir. And by the way, I love your commercial, your new commercial for the heater, the rocket heater. So this is the first time we've ever offered our 30-day vegetable pack, which is $179. Buy one, get one free. Buy one, get one free. We are a little heavy on vegetables. Guys, this is an incredible bargain. So this will go through midnight tonight. So this will end at midnight tonight. Because of the price, you will not be able to use the code LIBERTYMAN for an additional discount, but you will receive free shipping. So one more time, our 30-day vegetable pack, buy one, get one free until midnight.
And we have a panel for Simply Clean Foods at the LibertyMan.com. And Dr. Myers, before I forget, what's your office telephone number and your website, please?
Website is drphilmyers.com. Phone number 636-236-9848. Also, you have our free healing program on Telegram. Just find Telegram on your app channel, say hi to me utilizing that phone number, and I will send you the free healing course to where you can learn lymphatic drainage massage, organ massage, spinal movements, consciousness training, brainwave training to help increase your immune system, your vital health, and your robust vitality.
Okay. Did you finish answering John's question there, doctor?
Basically, here's the thing, John. Critical thinking is very important. At some point, you kind of have to say, I mean, if you look at people, and John can contest to this, when you have operations, you can have a good guy playing a bad guy part. You can have a bad guy playing a good guy part. You have to play an operative aspect of things. And eventually you have to say, well, who is a white hat? Who is the bad guy? And what can I do in my personal life? And where do I have to say, you know what, I trust the process and I'm looking towards this direction? And eventually it comes back down to what is it that you specifically are focusing on in your life? How are you protecting yourself and your family? And what are the decisions that you're making beyond what the politicians and the military are doing? Because eventually they're going to do what they're going to do, and eventually you have to do what you have to do.
Absolutely.
So that's kind of where I am with all that.
Okay. Thank you, Dr. John. Thank you for your call. Our next caller is one of our RBN hosts, Chris Steiner. Good morning, Chris.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. Chance said teach your own children in regards to the communist curriculum that they're trying to introduce. But at the same time, a solution to stopping the communism that you mentioned is so important, because we want to persuade our enemy before we have to fight them and prevent more race riots. Call into talk shows, call into community-sponsored radio stations that are progressive. They're always progressive, and as far as I know, and you know, you can just search them up online and look at their schedule, call in, and speak to a few thousand people. You know, what they've been doing this past month, African American History Month, is a false narrative with Ron DeSantis, and I've been taking the opportunity to call in and there's some reason and explain that. I'll explain that in just a moment. But have you seen the recent news of Angela Davis, who's the Marxist, finding out her DNA, her heritage?
No, I haven't myself. What about it?
Well, yeah, she found it out live on PBS, and she was horrified to find that she was a descendant. You know, here she's calling for reparations, and she's a descendant of a slave owner and a pilgrim, and she couldn't keep it together, basically, on the show, so... you know, to use that, to tie that into this African American History Month false narrative about Ron DeSantis, because here in Florida, the Florida Department of Education declined the curriculum that included Angela Davis. It was a pilot program, a proposed course of African American history for advanced placement. From the College Board, that's for college credits from the College Board. There are two other companies that offer that, college credits, which are being looked at now, because they try to introduce all this other pork barrel stuff in there, the critical race theory, the Movement for Black Lives, the corrupt organization that has been calling for abolition of prisons and gay, queer theory for black, different strange things they're adding in. So if I can explain some more to you on the other side, if you got a moment.
Okay, well, we'll hold you through the break here, Chris. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 today.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
So let's fix bayonets. We'll have the advantage of moving down the hill. They gotta be tired, the Revs. They gotta be close to the end if we are. So fix bayonets. Ellis, wait. Ellis, you take the left wing. I'll take the right. I want a right wheel forward of the whole regiment.
What, you mean charge?
Yes, but here's what we do. We're going to charge swinging down the hill. Just like we pulled back to this left side of the regiment, now we're going to swing it down. We swing like a door. We're going to sweep them down the hill just as they come up. Understand? Does everybody understand?
Yes, sir.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. My website is thelibertyman.com. Check out the John Moore Ozark Symposium at my website. It'll be a beautiful experience for those who can join me. Those who do join me as my guests will be my live studio audience that week at the Wildwood Lodge Resort there, Wildwood Springs Resort in beautiful Steelville, Missouri. And, of course, before the day is over, we're going to have a new panel up at my website with the Cliff High audio presentation explaining how Donald Trump's Operation Warp Speed saved many tens of millions of lives, because what he did was stop a 10-year lockdown. That was a plan. The communists of Anthony Fauci and company was a 10-year lockdown that would have destroyed the U.S. economy and killed tens of millions more Americans than these vaccines will, which they will kill, more, of course, many millions of people before it's over. And last but not least, if you're tired of being tired, check out the Energy Cleaner. The Energy Cleaner will help people with arthritis pain, help people that need sleep. And, of course, I offer a 90-day money-back guarantee. We have with us Chance, the proprietor of Simply Clean Foods. Dr. Phil Myers, his office number is 636-236-9848. His website is drphilmyers.com. And Chris Tyner, you got a follow-up question or comment, sir?
Oh, yeah, just trying to urge folks to call in to talk shows. A lot of this material that I was mentioning is referenced, heavily referenced at a post on the RBN's Facebook page from February 7th of the meme I made with the continent of Africa. And, a lot of references in that photo. But what I was mentioning is this curriculum that's been declined, the false narrative has been that DeSantis is stopping African or black studies in public schools. And what this amounts to is, like I said, a pilot program that would have been rolled out, that's proposed to have been rolled out to 60 unnamed schools by the College Board across the country. And so, at most we would get one or two. And because of, if you divide 60 by 50 states, you're going to come up with at most two. Maybe depending on population, we'd get two or three at most. So they're saying that that he's stopping it. But there's been no African-American or any AP program that's been stopped. They've actually been claiming he's stopping AP courses. So he's just considering that right now, but it's no existing courses have been stopped. It's just that a couple weeks ago in a press conference, he talked about going with a couple of competitors, which are international baccalaureate and Cambridge International, by the way. But he says they're more stringent and widely accepted, and maybe that looks good. But the curriculum had things like I was mentioning, forms of black queerness and movement for black lives, which is Dr. Naomi Klein, which is very, you probably know her, she's covered the COVID shots and fertility a lot lately. Well, she's a very well-known progressive, very reputable, said that movement for black lives is run by the communist Chinese. And also this curriculum had feminism and a lot of communism, elimination of prisons, like I said, and activism in colleges, reparations. I try to make the point that let's hear it for reparations from the bankster gangsters, that we are present debt slaves, rather than trying to be cowardly, get guilt tripping just a few fellow debt slaves into reparations. And that's what the bankster gangsters would want, is a infighting and race war, just like we had with the George Floyd riots. And I doubt that the bankster gangsters would allow for reparations, but if they did, then the recipients and all of us would still be debt slaves with far higher debt as, just computer entries. And I just think that it's cowardly to try to guilt trip a fellow debt slave into the wrongs that someone's ancestors, like Angela Davis, does she owe reparations to herself, or do descendants of recent immigrants owe a descendant of her, or a descendant of a slave owner who she is? So, it gets very sticky. And you talked about, John, you talked about the schools in California that they have the lowest education system, and they just in San Francisco passed, they tried to offer $5 million in reparations per person, came out to $12 billion in the city, $114 billion. The city's budget is $12 billion. So
cities can't create money out of thin air like the federal government can. Anything else, Chris?
Not enough. Well, it's not enough for them. They don't have any specific demands. It's just about guilt tripping and this intersectionality with black history that, a lot of the blacks really don't like to make that point as well. A lot of them don't like slavery being compared to any other civil rights movement. They think that, it's so horrific, that it dilutes their movement. They're horrified by it. These are the points that I just, urge people to call into talk shows to make, because, in the media and the press, you see they're trying to blame DeSantis. He had nothing to do with it other than passing the legislation that the Department of Education acted on. And they have a single page list of objections. Senator Manny Diaz posted on his Twitter page. And yet a lot of them are, I hear on the shows, I have to call in and correct, to saying that they don't have any objections. They won't explain why they rejected it. Well, you know, there's the 82-page syllabus available. The curriculum is not available. Unfortunately, no one can judge that. But just the syllabus alone, it has, Eduardo Bonilla Silva, who says that you're racist if you're, you can't help but be racist if you're in a racist society that's, you know, has institutional racism. So, you have to see color no matter what. It's just insane stuff, and that's the kind of stuff you can hit people with calling into talk shows, and a lot of just become educated and be able to come back when they have something to say.
Okay, Chris, thank you for your call. We appreciate it. Let's go on to our next caller. We got Amit in Massachusetts. Good morning, Amit.
Good morning, Mr. Moore, and good morning, Chance, and good morning, Dr. Myers. Thank you, gentlemen, for taking my call. I want to come to the warp speed explanation. I've heard that before, that Mr. Trump forestalled a much bigger disaster because he let the, I call it GMI, not vaccine, because it is really genetic manipulation injection. So how do we explain three things? First, I'll go to the minor two things, comparatively, that is. So if we see his list of pardonees at the end of his term, one was Dad Kushner, that is, dad of his son-in-law, and the second was Mr. Sholem Weiss. And he had, I think, about 846 years of federal jail time. So how could he find them out for being candidates of federal pardon? And coming to war speed, how do we explain that nobody wants to take any official position as to what is in the vial? And as Mr. Berryhill has hinted, that all he needs is a couple of drops, and maybe he'll subject it to a network analyzer, spectrum analyzer, and maybe a microscope. So why nobody is taking any official position or any speculation on what is in the vial? So that's all I have to say, and I listen to your comments, if any, off the air. So that's what my thoughts were, that how come pardoning the dad of his son-in-law, pardoning insurance fraud person Sholem Weiss for about 846 years, and no speculation on what is in the vial. Thank you again, gentlemen, for taking my call.
Okay. Well, pardons are given for multiple reasons, and I can't really comment on that. Doctor, do you have any response to Amit's questions about why we don't know what's in the vials?
I mean, they've been trying, the Pfizer documents are saying a lot of the information. They were going to try to hide that. I don't remember the exact date, but it was like
75 years
or something.
75 years.
It was an insane amount of years. And so they're doing their best to hide what's in this. That it's not, that this, we'll go back to the straight up. This was a biological attack. This was a bioweapon. Cliff High started saying bioweapon like from day one. I agreed with that from day one. It's definitely the spike protein that created this whole issue. The SARS-CoV-2 respiratory issue, in my opinion, at this point was a cover to get everybody eventually vaccinated to start doing the depopulation agenda that is multifaceted. You're seeing the whatever is in there, and multiple people are, the lipid nanoparticles are basically one of them. What I'm seeing in my practice, let's go back to that. I'm seeing an increase. So, for example, your body has to get rid of waste product. It has to have a healthy, robust immune system that's anti-inflammatory, and it can learn to turn itself off, but then also turn itself on when properly stimulated by environmental or internal toxins. And what's happening now is, A, your waste products, your lymphatic system, the garbage system of our bodies are so much more toxic due to this environmental excitotoxin and neurotoxin, or i.e. the spike protein. And then the immune systems are more hyper-reactive, meaning it becomes more inflammatory, more autoimmune, and exacerbates pre-existing conditions of now what was already happening due to food pollution, air, water, and cattle food was creating these increased cardiovascular diseases, increased cancer, increased brain deficiencies, MS, Parkinson's, and all the childhood mental issues, ADD, dyslexia, autism, all that type of stuff was already in the works. And then it just got catapulted forward with what was in the vaccinations and this bioweapon. So that's my experience. So I'm spending a lot of time helping my clients clean up those systems, get their immune system to slow, to back off, to not be so hyperreactive, to decrease the inflammatory markers, to get rid of the, quote, graphene oxide lipid nanoparticles and that are creating such havoc on the body. So whatever is in there per chemical, I'm not sure about exactly that because it's hidden, but we know what it's doing.
All right. Well,
if I could, John, just a quick follow-up. I echo actually what Dr. Myers is saying. It's it's more than just the vaccine. However, that's very important. It's the environmental conditions all around us. It's the air that we breathe, right? So filtration is very, very important. It's the water that we drink, the liquids that we drink, the food that we eat. It's an exercise regime versus the lack of an exercise regime. It's about keeping our bodies and our immune system in check, doing the right things for our bodies, making us stronger, giving us the ability to fight some of these things, and taking supplements that encourage that as well.
All right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, what happened this morning, at least for myself with Cliff High's audio presentation, was a sea change for me. I've got to accommodate in my heart and my soul the fact that both my youngest grandchildren and my daughter may very well suffer death or serious disability because they got the class shot and multiple boosters. And for the time being, my accommodation, my mental and emotional accommodation, is to think of them as innocent casualties of war, an unfortunate war that they became victims of, and that them being casualties was part of a bigger plan to save many millions of more lives that would have been lost otherwise by a 10-year lockdown, which is what Fauci and the communists wanted, a 10-year lockdown, which would have destroyed the American economy beyond being rebuilt, destroyed probably 10 times as many people's lives as will be just lost with the COVID vaccinations. It's a tough place to be, but I've been there before as a veteran. I had to say goodbye to friends that I would never see again. And it's a tough place to be, but I understand it and I comprehend it, and I will move forward myself with this new knowledge. How about you, Doctor?
Oh, totally. I mean, I've been on board with the proper white hat agenda, quote unquote, for a while. What I'm waiting to see more and more is we know that the DOJ, we know that the FBI, we know that the different three-letter institutions were highly involved in the psychological censorship going on. And here's the thing. Operation Warp Speed, the vaccination came out. Here's the problem. The mainstream media was not allowing the public to hear full disclosure of what was really going on. And they basically pushed an agenda through social warrior justice. And if you don't get vaccinated, you're going to kill grandma. Whoa, shit. I better get vaccinated because I don't want grandma to die. I mean, all that type of stuff. So they really did a number on the psychology of the human public and not allowing them the information to make critical decision-making abilities to really say, okay, what do I choose this or not choose this with full disclosure? And I really hope we see more and more of the mainstream media and the three-letter institutions being exposed into their role in all of that. And so at this point, we all made our choices, and the information is coming out, and people are awakening. If you got the clot shot, there are ways, there's things you can do. If you haven't got it, you survived, you got the plaque. And now what can you do, again, to continue growing and strengthening your body and then hoping and supporting your community?
We have our last break. Everybody stand by. We'll be right back.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With a Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream, or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store, or call us
800-724-2719 extension 3. 800-724-2719 extension 3.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for hemp paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
Fix bayonets.
Liam Eden and Nicole Colgren. Wherefore many men have gone.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. We got one last caller, then we'll get summaries from both Chance and Doctor. We have Glenn in Pennsylvania. Good morning, Glenn.
Good morning, John. Good morning, Chance. Good morning, Dr. Ha. I didn't get to call in yesterday, unfortunately, for the roundtable, but didn't manage to get in today. Dr. Huff, you mentioned inflammatory...
Dr. Myers.
I stand corrected. I'm sorry.
It's okay. Scott's a great guy. I love Scott.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I lost track there. Dr. Myers, you mentioned inflammation markers, and I'm wondering, do you have any opinions or experience about... what we're seeing now, advertising proteolytic enzymes to decrease TGF-beta. Does that ring a bell?
No, I have not gotten to that research. But I'd love to learn more about it if you send it to me.
Yeah, okay. So I'll see if I can do it. Yeah, it's like it's getting, I think, it's popularized now, especially among chiropractors, the proteins seem to be involved with that everything, but certainly the spike protein, but also just inflammatory exacerbation of arthritis. There's, you know, apparently enzymes are a popular thing now, and specifically they call them proteolytic enzymes, lyse proteins. All right, well, thank you. And I will see what I can drum up there.
Yeah, just go to my website and send it to me that way.
Thank you, Doctor.
Thank you, Glenn. We appreciate it. Chance, we'll get your summary for the day, and then, Doctor, go ahead, Chance.
Okay, real quick, our website is www.simplycleanfoods.net. That's plural, simplycleanfoods.net. You can reach out to us by email at simplycleanfoods, the symbol at chef.net, if you have any issues with dairy or gluten. We can always put together something custom for you and your family. And John and Doctor, thank you for today's dialogue. It's enlightening, and I will check out Cliff High.
All right. Thank you. Doctor, your summary, please.
Go to my website, drphilmyers.com. You'll get a ton of information on natural healing methods beyond nutrition that gives you the power back to put your healing back into your hands. Find me on Telegram. John Moore Show listeners get my class for free. So just go to Telegram, put my number in, 636-236-9848. Say hi with the John Moore Show, and you will learn how to clean up your system through lymphatic massage, strengthen your organs through visceral manipulation, work on brain immune system strengthening techniques. So I encourage everybody to go there. It's one of the things that's going to help you a lot.
Thank you, gentlemen. We appreciate it. We'll have you back next Wednesday.
Bye, guys.
Okay. Okay. We got a top hour break. We'll be back with my friend, Professor James McKinney. Stay tuned.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
You're listening. listening to Real Talk Radio. Only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.